part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, additional commentary on SFU athletics, along with the latest on the Surrey Police transition. Today is also day 7, the last day of the 2026 CJSF Listener Appreciation Week, where we salute you, the listeners, for listening to content rarely, if ever, heard on big media outlets. My show, where I play independent music, non-mainstream sports, and discussions on Metro Vancouver issues, would be impossible without you. First up in the second half is a third act of the hour, Toby Mueller's Fragments. Here is Feel So Good.
Thank you.
That was Feel So Good from Tobin Mueller's Fragments. I would like to return to SFE Athletics at this time, where 10 events occurred on May 7th. The Red Leafs men's golf completed the 3-day 2026 NCAA Division II West-South Regional Championships on the reserve at Spanos Park in Stockton, California, where the first tee times were at or around 7:30 a.m., and SFU started at or around 10 a.m. with Max Corcoran. The Red Leafs finished 14th among 20 teams after firing 12 over par 876 strokes, led by Dansby Carswell with 1 over par 217 strokes in a 4-way tie for 24th. Justin Bjornsson, Brendan O'Brien with 4 over par 220 strokes each in a 10-way tie for 46th, and Ben Buckner, Max Corcoran with 10 over par 226 strokes each in a 6-way tie for 87th. Western Washington won the team crown after firing 8 under par 856 strokes and were led by Conrad Brown with 10 under par 206 strokes for the individual crown. In the 2026 NCAA Division II West South Central Regional Championships on the reserve at Spanos Park in Stockton, California, where SFU finished 14th among 20 teams after firing 12 over par 876 strokes. Also around 10 a.m., the Red Leafs track and field hosted the Emily Maunder Invitational's throwing portion at Percy Perry Stadium in Coquitlam, where the distances were in meters, and SFU started in the women's shot put at 11:45 a.m., where Megan McKay hurled 9.87 for fourth and last. But McKay won the women's javelin with a 32.44 hurl among three finishers for total. In the men's javelin, Thomas McDonald launched 56.66 for fourth and last. Later on, the Emily Maunder Invitational track and field events started at 1 p.m. on the SFU Burnaby main campus at Terry Fox Field, where the distances were generally meters, with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 8 results for the Red Leafs, which started in the women's 3000, also at 1 p.m., where Milena Kalich won at 10:23.72 among four competitors. SFU women were the only competitors in the 4x100 relay, as the quartet of Serena Kennedy-Hailu, Claire Posma, Alex Barley, and Carolina Chadwin clocked in at 47.78. Veronica D won the women's 800 at 207.23, followed by Stephanie Miller at 210.22 for second among 17 finishers, 18 total. Mark Molina triumphed in the men's 800 at 151.7, followed by Aiden Good at 151.79 for second, Maverick Rocola at 153.47 for third, and Armandi Panu at 155.9 for seventh among 30 finishers, 35 total. Emma Kanon, competing as unattached, won the women's 100 meters at 11.52, followed by Jalen Cummings, also competing as unattached, at 11.76 for third, and Serena Kennedy-Hailu at 12.86 for sixth among 10 runners. Liam O'Donnell triumphed in the men's 100 at 10.64, followed by Jacob Hall at 10.71 for second, Adrian Law at 10.83 for third, Liam Barnes at 11.17 for fifth, and Nathaniel McNeil at 11.67 for eighth among 17 finishers, 19 total. In the women's 400, Veronica Robertson ran in at 58.81 for third and last, 4 total. Olivia Winbiel, competing as unattached, won the women's triple jump with an 11.56 leap, followed by Jasmine Nagra at 10.72 for second, and Domfo Abeka at 10.63 for fourth and last. Celine Tasimir triumphed in the women's 1500 at 4:40.67 among four runners. Lupo Wang won the men's high jump at 1.96, followed by Lyndon McDermott at 1.86 for second and last. Braden Owl triumphed in the men's 1 mile run, which is 16.09 meters, with a 4:12.01 charge, followed by Benjamin Schoening at 4:12.25 for third, and Peter Kunkka at 4:14.29 for fourth among 12 finishers, 13 total. Danish Adams won the men's triple jump at 13.74 among 3 finishers, 4 total. Emma Kanon, competing as unattached, triumphed in the women's 200 with a 23.56 dash, followed by Jalen Cummings, also competing as unattached, at 24.59 for third, and Veronica Robertson at 12, 26.447th among night. In the men's 200, Nathaniel McNeil clocked in at 23.3145th among nine finishers, 10 total. In the women's high jump, Megan McKay cleared 1.534nd, only behind Nora Cook of Western Washington, who cleared 1.58 among three finishers, 4 total. In the women's 4x400 relay, the quartet of Arden Mathis, Claire Bosma, Rhea Matanovic, and Charlotte Bosma ran in at 346.76 as the only team. Meanwhile, the Red Leaf softball played their second game against the Western Washington Vikings in the 2026 GNAC Championships at Frederick Field in Ellensburg, Washington, where the first pitch was at noon. While SFU jumped to a 2-0 lead in the top of first, Emma Wise of Western Washington hit a one-run single in the bottom of first, repeated it in the third for a 2-2 tie, which ultimately forced extras, and Wise scored on an Olympia Matlock single in the bottom of eighth as the Vikings shaded the Red Leafs 3-2 in 8 innings. SFU, which batted in all 2 runs they scored, were led by Ella Booth, who went 1-for-4, 1 run scored, 1 run batted in, and Monica Bork took the loss after giving up 3 runs with 7 hits in 7.1 innings as she got 1 out in the 8th, falling to 12-15. So, back on May 8th, I guess Monica Bork's record was not updated per game. Western Washington, which batted in all 3 runs they scored, were led by Emma Wise, who went 3-for-3, 1 run scored, 2 runs batted in, and Olivia Matlock, who went 2-for-4, 1 run batted in, as Artana Wartala earned a win after giving up just 2 hits and 6 innings of relief, improving to 26-11. With the Vikings winning the first game on May 9th, they forced a second game against the Red Leafs, also at Frederick Field in Ellensburg, Washington, with the first pitch at 2:45. While Western Washington jumped to a 3-0 lead in the top of first, SFU returned a favor with 3 runs of their own in the bottom half, and the Red Leafs went out 5-3 in the second on Lizzie Sugreaves' 2-run jack off the Vikings reliever Alana Wartala. However, Western Washington rallied for 4 runs in the 4th for a 7-5 lead, tacked on one more run in the 5th, and that was more than enough to offset SFU's last run in the 6th as the Vikings bested the Red Leafs 8-6 with an 11-8 edge in hits, and the Vikings made one error to the Red Leafs 4. Western Washington, which batted in all 8 runs they scored, were led by Haley Rath, who went 1-for-4, 2 runs scored, 1 run batted in. Haley Rath, who went 1-for-4, Emma Wise, who went 1-for-2, 2 runs scored, 1 run batted in. Olivia Matlock, who went 2-for-3, 4 runs scored. And Layla Carpenter, who went 4-for-4, 2 runs batted in. As Alana Wartala won her second game on May 9th after allowing 3 runs in 6 innings of relief, finishing with a 27-11 record for the Vikings' third straight GNAC softball crown. Meanwhile, SFU batted in all 6 runs they scored, were led by Lauren Lochte-Clyde, who went 2-for-4, 1 run scored, Grace McMillan, who went 2-for-4, 2 runs scored, 1 run batted in, and Lizzie Sugreep, who went 1-for-2, 2 runs scored, 3 runs batted in. As Emma Franklin took the loss after allowing 5 runs, none earned, with 7 hits in 4 innings of relief, with the Red Leafs falling in the GNAC Softball Championships for the second straight year. And the SFU men's basketball swimming teams women's soccer capped off May 9th via their Facebook and Instagram pages, with the women's soccer just having their Instagram page. First with the men's basketball, as they announced its recruitment of David Hansen, who hails from McGrath, Alberta, is a 6'9" or 206cm forward and transfers from Weber State University, an NCAA Division I school based in Ogden, Utah. The swimming teams expanded on their top student athletes at 7 earned places in the Dean's Honor Roll with 3.5 GPAs or greater: Ella Magnuson, Maggie Armstrong, Melissa Edelman, Kara Kennedy, Thomas Bekika, Robin Reed, and Lionel Perry, who also made the president's honor roll at a GPA greater than 4.0, and Daniela Lopez of the women's soccer was called up to Team El Salvador's women's national team for their next international window between May 25th and June 9th.
I'm Jesse, the programming coordinator at CJSF. I also host the Vancouver Mixtape and Speak Up on Thursdays. I love CJSF's listeners because you are the reason I make radio. You give me a reason to get on the air and share my thoughts, and you're always an attentive and understanding audience. Thanks for listening.
Now I'd like to provide the latest on the Surrey Police transition, which is the largest police transition in Canadian history at this time. In the morning of May 4th, the SPS published a photo of Prabhjot Singh, a foreign national who was arrested by the SPS earlier this year and is believed to have been involved in extortion crimes. But later on May 4th, a shooting occurred at a commercial building between 76th Avenue and 130th Street, and a person died on scene, according to Jan Schurman of City News Vancouver. On May 5th, according to Charles Brockman of City News Vancouver, the IHET, the Integrated Homicide Investigation Team, provided more information on the victim, who was in his 30s at his workplace when he was killed. Meanwhile, the Surrey Mayor Brendan Locke advised Brockman that she will talk to the Surrey Police Board Head and SPS Chief about the shooting. Also on May 5th, Tom Sitarok of Surrey Now Leader reported on Surrey's latest crime statistics published by the SPS, which revealed that extortion crimes rose 25 times from the first quarter of 2025, where there were 3 extortion incidents, to 75 in the first month, to 75 in the first 3 months of 2026, as Surrey's extortion crimes were under the South Asian series. Furthermore, on May 5th, the SPS announced the hiring of its second media relations officer, Sergeant Ali Gallas, who has 24 years of experience, with the first 22 with the Vancouver Police Department and the last 18 months with the SPS, joining the SPS in October 2024. On May 6, the SPS provided a graph breakdown of extortion crimes in Surrey for 2026, with 44 threats, 10 shots fired in January, 17 threats, 1 shot fired in February, 14 threats, 3 shots fired in March, and 20 threats, 2 shots fired in April, for a total of 95 extortion threats with 16 shots fired. For the first 4 months of 2026, shared on the SPS Facebook, Instagram, and X pages. Later on May 6, the SPS published photos of 7 extortion suspects on its Facebook, Instagram, and X pages, with their names on the SPS website: Prabhjot, Lovebeer, Harjot, Taranbir, Harshdeep, Hanspreet Singh, and Dayajit Singh Billing. On May 7th, Sophia Moman of Vancouver Sun provided a further breakdown of the SPS crime numbers. For the first 3 months of 2026, there have been 28 fire incidents, which are counted separately from extortion fires, a fourfold jump from the first 3 months of 2025, when there were just 3 extortion incidents, and there was a 25-fold jump in the first quarter of 2026 to 75. As of May 4th, there have been 96 extortion threats in Surrey so far, with 16 shootings. Other violent crimes also increased in Surrey for the first quarter of 2026, from 1 murder in the first 3 months of 2025 to 6 in 2026. On May 8th, the SPS swore in 36 new recruits from Class 180, their biggest recruitment class to date, as Class 180 will be going to the Justice Institute of BC soon. The latest numbers are not available from what I understand. Just a minute, please. There have been 659 sworn police officers, 134 females, 525 males, with 505 civilian employees.
This is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, as well as the host of Analog Archives here at the station. And one thing I want to say to my listeners is that every comment, every piece of feedback, every interaction I've had with every one of you has done so much to endlessly motivate me to continue doing what I'm doing here at the station, and I truly appreciate all of your support. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to episode 19 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026, the Listener Appreciation Week edition on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Once again, I would like to thank all of you, the listeners, for listening to grassroots content, including independent music and underrepresented voices, for the last six decades, including this show. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Now to the last tune before 11. Just a minute. It's... I'd like to play a song. Just a minute. Okay. I'd like to play one song at the end. Just a minute, please. Hopefully there is time for one more. Just a minute, please. The last song will be Johnny Mac's band, Johnny Mac's and his so-called friends, with Plastic Jesus.
I don't care if it rains or freezes, long as I got my plastic Jesus sitting on the dashboard of my car. Comes in colors, pink and pleasant, glows in the dark cause it's iridescent. Take it with you when you travel far. Yourself a sweet Madonna dressed in rhinestones sitting on a pedestal of abalone shell. Going 90, I ain't scary because I got the Virgin Mary assuring me that I won't go to hell. I don't care if it's dark or scary, long as I got Magnetic Mary riding on the dashboard of my car. I feel I'm protected amply, I got the whole damn holy family riding on the dashboard of my car.
Hi there, this is Jan Arden, and if you're listening to something fabulous, well, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Simon Fraser University Radio, streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
This is broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.
Hi, my name is Liz, and I occupy the open mic slot from 9 to 10 p.m. on Saturdays. My listeners make me feel appreciated just by tuning in. As a creative person, it's sometimes difficult to show people the work that I've produced, thinking that it's not worth the eyes and ears of an audience. But community radio and listeners like you make my weekly show feel valuable.